We filed a case at the International Court of Justice, and the matter is still pending. Lo and behold, while we are waiting for that case to conclude, Venezuela plans a referendum that they will take over the country, take over the 2/3 that they are claiming of Guyana, and they will convert all the Guyanese living there into citizens of Venezuela, and they will annex the country, Guyana's lawful territory. So we had to rush to the court to get some interim protection orders, because that Venezuela plans to do so by way of a referendum on December the 3rd. Today, fortunately, the court handed down its ruling in relation to that application which we have made, and ruled in essence that Venezuela must not take any steps that will interfere with the territorial sovereignty and integrity of Guyana until the case is heard and determined, and that their decision is binding on Venezuela, and they expect that their decision would be respected and obeyed. In the meanwhile, we have gotten support right across this hemisphere, the Commonwealth, the Organization of American States, CARICOM, many powerful governments in the world, the US government, the British government, the Canadian government, the French government, and many other very important, the Brazilian government and many other countries in South America have openly and publicly pledged their support for Guyana and have all issued calls to Venezuela and President Maduro to respect the rule of law, respect international treaty, and respect the decision and the ruling of the International Court of Justice. So that's where we are now. We have to wait and see what will happen.
They respect right now their decision?
Well, the decision was only handed down today. Today,
okay.
At 10 a.m. this time, Aruba time. So we have to wait and see. If they don't, then the court will have to enforce its own orders and take remedial actions to ensure that these orders are obeyed. I can't imagine that the World Court, the highest legal institution on planet Earth, will make an order and will sit idly by and allow that order to be violated and breached. If a country decides to travel that road, that country is shaking at the very foundation of international order and the international legal system, and the international community will also have to come out and take measures to protect the institutions, or else what will the world become? Today, Venezuela disobeys the court, tomorrow another countries follow suit. What will happen? In particular, the small countries. Venezuela is a mighty country, Guyana is small. Aruba is a dot in the ocean. What will happen if Venezuela decides that tomorrow we'll take Aruba? Venezuela is just 20 minutes away from here. So it's not a matter for Guyana alone. It's a matter for all countries that are sovereign, and all countries that are independent, and all countries that have land and their borders to protect. So this is not a fight only for Guyana. This is a fight for principle. And every country that believes in the rule of law and believes in principle and justice and international diplomacy should stand on the side of Guyana.